I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Somalia is not exactly the friendliest place in the world to be a Christian. But Greg Kelly of World Mission says even so, people are coming to know Christ. Even a former Muslim leader is telling others about Jesus as he passes out World Mission's Treasure Audio Bible. And because of his work, 3 new house churches have been planted and 15 families are now following Christ. But it comes at a cost.
One of the men was just recently exposed by the Muslim leaders, and he was beaten so badly that he couldn't even walk. His wife was beaten to the point of her face was totally swollen and she had a miscarriage.
Somalia is number 2 on the Open Doors World Watch list, where the persecution of Christians is the worst. Kelly says it's important to learn the struggles these believers face and continue to stand behind them in prayer. And yesterday we asked a question. Have you ever thought about becoming a missionary pilot? Ron Hillbrands is Mission Aviation Fellowship's recruitment manager and says becoming a missionary pilot goes beyond education.
Part of the process is finding out the heart of the person that really desires to do this. Because if you just look at pictures of missionary pilots, it can look kind of glamorous going into these remote airstrips. But God calls us to serve Him. So first of all, we look at the heart of the person. If we feel that God is calling them into this, we want to hear their testimony. We want to hear how God has moved in their life.
If you want to find your place in this story, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. These are stories that were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.